Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is up, everybody? What is up? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Welcome to the show. Before we get started, this episode, just want to give a heads up. This episode is going to be inspiring. This episode might piss you off. This episode is going to bring awareness to the moves you've been making up to this point. This episode is going to get you moving. It's going to create that urgency you need to step up in all areas of life. And I'm going to talk about the importance of living a moment-to-moment growth life, the importance of it, and why you are in the position you are in because of you. Before we get into it, if you haven't done so yet, check out my email list, anthonymanaya.com. I've been sending out emails this past week, inspiring people. The feedback has been amazing. People loving the emails. So if you are on my email list or you're not on my email list, go check it out. AnthonyManaya.com. It's free. Sign up. I'm going to be dropping more and more and more gems. And also check out the aboutitlife.com. Buy some merch. Support the winning team. Support the only brand that's looking to help you become the best version of yourself. And last thing before we get started, leave a review if you haven't done so yet, especially if you're a fan of the show, you've been listening. This is your very first time listening. If this episode brought you value, you can take a screenshot, put it up on your social media, tell people about it, and also leave a review and let everyone know, hey, listen in. Just that one review can inspire someone else. That person that's in your situation right now, that person that's going through what you're going through or who has gone through what you've gone through. And if this show is helping you or has helped you in some way, your review can inspire other people. This is what people don't understand about reviews and about sharing it, you know, sharing the podcast on your Instagram story, sharing it with other people, telling people about it. That's because you're giving value. It's from you. You're giving value to someone else and saying, yo, this helped me. This is what inspired me. This is what's helping me make changes. Go check this out for you. And they'll thank you for that because it's your form of value. That review, you can tell somebody, hey, I was struggling with this. You know, I was going through this and I made some adjustments in my life thanks to this podcast. And now I'm living my life like X, Y, and Z, whatever the results is, right? I'm not teaching you how to leave a review. I'm just saying how your review can inspire somebody. It's not just, hey, great podcast. And I love those. Thank you. I love all of it. Hit 5 stars, do all that great stuff. I'm just saying in terms of, hey, you know, there's some real things you've gone through in life and sharing what has helped you get out of that. It is you providing value to this world. In a real way. So allow us to help each other by putting up a review. And with that being said, let's jump into the show. You have to understand, in a real way, you are the creator and the influencer of the end result. You are in the position you are in for a reason. I've said this many times. If you're a fan of the podcast, you have heard me say this. Fam, listen up. At some point in your life, man, we could talk about philosophy. We can talk about the interesting things about the mind. We can get deep. Really, really deep. We've gotten deep in this pod. We could break down the processes of the mind and understand these quotes. You are the problem. You're the solution. Make it nice and entertaining for you. Right? Just pure interest. Interesting podcast. Right? It could be very interesting. Information can be very interesting, which can be very entertaining when it's interesting. You're there, this is good stuff. It's stimulating the mind. It's part of your day. You're driving to work. You're working out. You're walking around. Whatever it is you're doing right now, it's. I am a part of your day. This podcast is a part of your day. It's a part of your life. And it's a very healthy thing to have part of your life because you have information that's being fed to you that whether you take action or not, it's still valuable information. The energy's there, right? The feeling of it. At some point, though, fam, you're going to have to really look at your life and where you are now and be honest with yourself. Really ask yourself, yo, what am I doing and where am I going? I'm giving you an opportunity at this moment to stay in front of it all right now. See, when you're going through things in life, your attention is always pulled in so many different directions that you lose focus. You lose what you're doing. It's easy to lose what you're doing. It's easy to lose the reminder of what you're doing and why you're doing it. You can lose yourself. I'm asking you to bring awareness to this moment right now. And I'm giving you an opportunity to reposition your life by changing your perspective, by giving you a chance to change your perspective, to look at, to stop whatever it is you're doing psychologically right now and say, yo, where am I and where am I going? And looking at all areas of your life and staying in front of all, everything, put it all on paper or looking at it all psychologically in your mind, looking at where you are and being above it all. And being honest with yourself and saying, what am I doing? Because you're getting the results you're getting for a reason. Life is happening for you and we ain't picking up the gems. Instead of getting inspired, we get discouraged when it's time to show up. Right? When, hey, the bills are through the roof and it's not going great, this is a moment to show up. This is a moment to bet on yourself. This is a moment that we need to start rolling up the sleeves and making some moves. We need to start learning how to communicate. Okay, what is our problem? What do we need to do? What is our problem? Being honest about what our problem is. Looking at life in a real way where you're looking to really grow and change. What most people do is talking about growth and change is actually more stimulating and exciting because it doesn't require real sacrifice. It doesn't require real sacrifice. It doesn't really require any real work to talk about growth and change. It's easier to say one day. It's harder to say day one to take the action. So people create this whole illusion of their mind, the illusion of peace. The illusion that everything is okay. If I can just make it through the day and say it's okay, then I'm fine. While there's problems stacking through the roof, while you're psychologically digging yourself a deeper and deeper and deeper hole that feels almost impossible to get out of. So this is a form of lying to oneself. I'm just looking to feel good every day. This is what people do, right? So the whole philosophical side of things, people can sit around and start thinking about things and breaking down things. At some point, taking action will teach you so much. It'll show you so much about yourself. Being a problem solver will teach you so much about yourself. Now, you don't got to do it, right? You don't have to. A lot of people refuse to, right? They'd say it's easier said than done, or yeah, I'm going to do it one day or whatever, right? And they just continue to exist. And they look to ignore it, which is why escapisms, fam, you got to understand something about escapism. You look at Hollywood, you know, movies, and you look at the entertainment business. You look at clubs, alcohol, drugs, all these things are billion-dollar industries because it gets you to run away from yourself. And it's an illusion that's being created where you feel great. Traveling is a big one. Running away is a big one, right? And we do this to create the illusion of peace. If I just go to the beach, I'm good, right? If I just look at it, look at the stars, I'm good, right? Yet there's deep, deep problems in the mind that you don't understand and you're refusing to understand. Where once that's changed, now you can actually see the beach. Now you're very present with the beach. So many people go to the beach and they never actually saw the beach. Put your toes in the sand, you jumped into the water, it makes you feel good for the moment, but you never actually embraced it the way it's supposed to be embraced, because you're using it as a form to run away, right? It's a form of escape. And many people won't even understand what I just said, and not because I'm smarter than everybody else, but because you really have to address the problems in the mind to see the world clearly. If you're not clear with yourself, if you don't understand yourself, you can't understand. If you don't understand yourself, you can't really understand what is true. Because you are seeing the world based on what you want to see and how you want to see it, not for what it actually is. You can't be above it all. You can't be above it all if you're so stuck with this narrow perspective, because you're giving your attention psychologically to this thing that's taking you away from what's important. So, nothing's more important than addressing that, showing up for you, addressing it. Got to understand you are a brand. Whether you are monetizing this brand or not, you have to understand that you are a brand. Your energy speaks for itself. You're very attractive or you are very unattractive energetically, which then that transfers everywhere else. That transfers in how you walk. That transfers in how you talk. That transfers in how you dress. That transfers in what you are interested in and the level of energy you move with, your enthusiasm about life. If you're not enthusiastic about life, then you're doing something wrong. Something's broken. If you're not enthusiastic about life, something is broken. And it's up to you to figure out what that is. What is that? What is it? Not just like accept it and say there's nothing that I can do and have this very dragging energy, because then now look at what you're prioritizing, right? Look at what you're doing. It's like, hey, I want the illusion of peace. I want to surround myself with people who don't see themselves. Because the moment one starts to grow is the moment that I start to feel. See, a complacent mind, fam, complacent mind doesn't like to see growth. Because a complacent mind says, damn, I've been stagnant for so long. Growth is forcing me to make a move. So when you have those people around you who are growing and you're not growing, it's going to make you feel something. You're either going to get inspired or you're going to get discouraged. And those who get discouraged will surround themselves with people who don't see themselves. So it's an illusion of peace. I hang out with people who don't see themselves. I escape my problems to not see myself. Then I lie to myself every day. Everything's good. If I can just limit myself and I could do the bare minimum, I'll be fine. We can just make it through the day. I'll be fine. I can just exist by just getting by. This is low-level energy, fam. High-level energy understands that I am the problem. I'm the solution. See, this is where I'm operating at. And I'm saying this because I used to operate the other way as well. I used to operate in a very low energy. I used to operate in a victim-minded energy. I used to operate in a way where I'm like, oh man, I'm just going to do just whatever because I'm just always tired, sluggish. There's just so much going on. It's so overwhelming. I'm so unprepared for life, so uneducated for life that I'm just afraid and getting by. That's how I used to live. That's how I used to be. Now, fam, I flipped it. I flipped it big time. And over the last 13 years of my life, it was real, 14 years, real intentional about flipping that and making sure that I put myself in a position where I'm the most prepared. I'm the most solid with myself. I'm the most honest with myself. Because that energy, fam, is very attractive. That energy creates opportunities. See, you create your own opportunities. People sit around and hope. I hope one day I can do this. I hope I make this happen. It's like, nah, man, you ain't fired up. You ain't the person you are. You have to become the person in order to get those results. You got to be the person to get those results. And for many people, man, they don't value that. It starts by changing up your attitude. Starts by really changing up your attitude and saying, okay, first of all, I took advantage of the opportunity. This is what you got to say to yourself. Okay, I took advantage of the opportunity where I am now seeing where I'm at. That's the opportunity. The opportunity is moment to moment, right now. The opportunity you have is to see yourself. Okay, I am in this position right now. I have a chance to decide where do I want to go. Then I need to change my attitude about everything that's happening in my life. I need to change my attitude. I need to do whatever I can to change my attitude, change my perspective about my current situation and where I want to go, where I want to be. Then you got to get excited, fam. Got to get excited, man. Got to get excited. You got to put yourself in position to get excited. And a lot of it takes sacrifice. It takes sacrificing certain environments, sacrificing certain positions in life that value, that prioritize other things. Right? Got to understand, in order to transition, in order to change, you have to change what the old mentality found important. Let me say that again. In order for you to create change in your life, you have to change what the old mentality, the mentality that you built with a lost mind, that life that was created, that life that was built with that mindset, you have to change that up. That includes habits, environments, people, perspective, priorities. All of those things change in order to create something new. Now, you can't half-ass it. You can't say, I want the new and then still half in with the old. You have to slowly chip away of it all in order to get different results. So changing this and moving with forward energy. I love this stuff, man. I get so inspired by this because this whole thing is a free-for-all. I can choose however I want to feel. I could choose however I want to be. I don't want to be delusional. I don't want to be thumbs up, delusional, fake peace, fake happiness, fake love, not addressing the issues. This is a very flimsy person, easily offended, easily poked, fragile. These are things that are truth. This is facts. Now, one can hear that and get offended. And if you get offended, rightfully so, you should. But if you do nothing about that, then you're exactly where you're supposed to be. If you don't do anything about it and you're just complaining about why it's so offensive, then you're exactly where you're supposed to be and you deserve the results that you're getting because of how you react and respond. But if it inspires you, if it pisses you off to the point of inspiration, where you're like, ah, that hurt, fuck. It brought awareness to where I'm at. Yeah, I got to do something. If it's making you feel forward movement, then this is where you need to be at. This is where change starts. This is where opportunities get created. This is where you become the most attractive because you're actually addressing the things that are actually important. You're solving problems within yourself. You're solving problems around you. You're making decisions. And you're doing it with forward movement. And now opportunities open up. Look at the relationships in your life. Look at your bank account balance. Stare at that shit. Look at it. Look at your body. Get butt naked. Look at yourself. Look at the quality and health of your clothes. Look at your environment. Look at the food you eat. Before you eat it, just look at what you're eating. If you're eating McDonald's, you're eating fast food, just look at it, man. Look at it. All because you've settled. All because you're playing small. All because you can't eat the foods that you say you want to eat because you're not in a position to do so. See, there's a difference in being in a situation for a temporary moment because of the moves you made. You got to make some moves. Look, all I can do to afford this right now, got to survive, got to make some moves. It's all temporary, and your mind is on to bigger and better things. But when you have settled because of the illusion of peace, if I could just pay this much, if I could just eat this kind of food, if I could just live like this, very limited, very small, then you're going to have these small problems. Let me say that again. And when I mean small, I mean low quality, right? If you're going to think low quality, you're going to have low quality problems. That is facts. If you're just doing the bare minimum of the illusion of peace, then family, I'm telling you, it's the moment that something real hits you, you will be unprepared because you've been lying to yourself. So I was always looking around and saying, okay, I'm not going to accept this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. This is not me. You got to look in the mirror every single day and gas yourself up. Yo, this is what I do. I look at myself in the mirror. You the man, bro. Ain't nobody doing what you're doing. Why? Because I'm choosing to be this way. The sacrifices that I am making every single day in my life is what gives me the confidence that I need to get through it all. The opportunities that come my way, the quality relationships that come my way, the people that are coming into my life, the moves I'm making, the ideas that come to me because I'm in the right state of mind. See that? And now I'm just using that moment to moment to moment to moment to moment, doing all the little things that no one's watching, no one knows. But I do the little things and everyone feels the results. I am the source of energy for those around me. I am the source of education for those around me. I am the source of inspiration for those around me. I am the filter of stress for those around me. I am the problem solver for those around me. I'm the leader for those around me. And I got to keep that in mind at all times, knowing that I'm the leader. And you're the leader of your own life too, fam. And you're the leader of those around you. What are you doing? Yeah, it's difficult for everybody. When things go, it doesn't go your way. It's difficult for everybody. Everyone's going through something. And what I mean by going through it, I mean a problem that needs to be solved. You see, when I pull up and I walk a certain way, I talk a certain way, I dress a certain way, I think a certain way, I look a certain way, it's because I know, I feel it, I know, I'm there, moment to moment, I'm present, I problem solve, I see the success, I see the holes in the game, and then I fix it. I understand what comes with growth. I understand that there's certain things that must come to an end in order for certain things to begin. I understand that, and that process is painful for everybody. Because you got to bet on yourself, and betting on yourself is the unknown. And when you jump into the unknown, all you have is you. All you have is your thoughts. All you have is your beliefs. All you have is everything that you keep with you. And you're taking that to battle. You're taking that into the unknown. Do you trust that? Do you embrace that? I know I do. I know I do when it comes to myself. I know I do. And I had to work hard on that, right? I had to work years. And to get to next level is going to be more and more and more years. But it starts now. Stop ignoring the things that you need to do. Stop ignoring yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Stop acting like all is great and then going off and running away from your problems. Look, escapism is cool. It's fun to do a lot of these things, man. Like I said, it's fun to listen to the podcast. It's fun to understand quotes and read books, and you're all over the place. But when it's only a source of entertainment and it's not action for you, it's like, man, you're only doing yourself a disservice. You're making everyone else better. You're making those who are making the films are making money. The drug dealers are making money. The liquor stores are making money. The clubs are making money. Cool. But what about you, yo? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? You know, are you creating opportunities, right? What are the kind of people, who comes your way? Who's talking to you and why? I posted this quote on Instagram. I'm not sure if I read this earlier. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But I said, the complacent leader, parent, coach, friend, spouse will oftentimes try to slow your growth so they can continue to lead. Your growth makes the complacent mind uncomfortable. You can only thrive in an environment that values forever growth. People around you will give you advice to slow your growth down, because like I said, you make them feel. You bring awareness to what they're not doing. So complacent leader, complacent parent, complacent friend who's somewhat looks above you, some way you look up to them, the moment you start growing, if they are complacent and they don't value forever growth, you're going to start rocking their boat a little bit. Then there's conflict, right? Because the advice that is given to you is to slow you down, to not see yourself. The importance of being around those who grow forever. This is why for me, I value forever growth. And then I want people to step their game up because it doesn't offend me. It doesn't bother me when I see those around me succeed. That is the importance to being around those who are successful, who are doing things, who are really creating their own existence and really showing up for themselves. Because when you start to have a great season, they ain't trying to slow you down. They're trying to build you up. They're trying to give you game. They're trying to show you even more what you need to do. But if you're the complacent mind and you want the illusion of peace, all you're doing is getting offended. All you're doing is getting bothered. All you're doing is just sitting around with too much time on your hands, hoping that everyone around you doesn't grow as fast, looking for just justifying the reasons to why people are getting the results they're getting. Oh, that person just got lucky. Oh, they've always been doing that. Oh, no, man. Growth challenges the complacent mind. People don't want to see you grow. They say they want you to do well until you do better than them. So this is my opportunity for you right now. And I'm telling you, use it. Take on the opportunity. Take on the challenge to see yourself and say, where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? What am I doing? What do I need to make adjustments on? What do I need to do? How do I need to move forward? And do that. And then look around you. And as you start to do that, you start to see everybody around you starts to look different. Everything around you starts to change. You start to move with a different attitude, different mentality, different focus. I'm going to leave you guys with that, fam. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate you all. I love you all. If you're listening to this right now, I love you. Appreciate you. And I'll catch you guys next time. Take care, fam. Peace. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I truly, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast, there's so many shows out there, there's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, or go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.